Good afternoon, morning, or evening, and welcome to the Right Dishonourable's Week in Geek, a podcast for people who love a bit of politics but also want some geekdom in their lives. I'm joined, as ever, by the lovely Jimmy Nichols. Hello, Jimmy, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you, John?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. So where can people find you on the internet, Jimmy?
You can find me at JDE Nichols. I suppose I should probably ask you where they can find you.
They can find me at Donkey OK. I really just need to get a new Twitter handle.
Probably.
Yeah. So, right, the three topics we have for our little roundup of bite-sized geekdom this week, Jimmy, are as follows. There is a new Star Trek trailer.
Which I have seen.
Which you have seen. And if people haven't seen it on the internet, which I don't think many people have, go look it up, the new Star Trek trailer on YouTube, quite good. The DC Comics have basically relaunched everything this week, and finally Michael Keaton might be in the new Spider-Man movie. So on each of those topics, Jimmy, do you give much of a shit going in?
So the Star Trek thing, kind of. Like, I was watching it, I thought, actually, this, I'm not a Trekkie, I've never really got involved in the TV show or any of the films that have come out recently, but I thought,
you
this actually looks...
You just lost us half our listeners.
I'm sorry. So we're down to one person, so you're saying. But never been into it, but I thought the trailer's okay, and then I saw it was directed by the same person who directed Fast and the Furious, and now I'm not really sure what to think, to be honest. So kind of, I guess, like, maybe a 4 or a 5 out of 10. In terms of giving a shit about that. The second story, DC Comics, I'm not really that bothered. I always maintain that DC is the weaker brother or cousin to Marvel. And to the extent I know anything about comic books, it seems like Marvel has all the best superheroes and has better films as well, as we've previously discovered. So I'm going to say like 2 out of 10. And the last story... I'm kind of intrigued by the Spider-Man film, although new Spider-Man film, I'm not really sure who Michael Keaton is, gotta be honest with you.
Okay, right, well, we'll get into that. So we'll kick off with the Star Trek trailer. This, my understanding is it was unveiled to fans and was then released online last Friday, quite quietly. There wasn't a big fuss made about it. It's still a couple of months away, so I don't think there's been a sort of massive push in terms of advertising.
Well, in a week, it's still got more than a million views, although I guess you could say that's not very much.
I mean, that's nothing really for a trailer, though, is it? Mind you, to be fair, that's just, you know, there are different outlets. That's just the one that I've sent you. There are different people who've put this up.
This is on YouTube, though, and I guess YouTube is... probably the place that most
non-geeks
would find it.
I mean, usually, for example, if a Captain America trailer comes out, any channel that features it gets loads of views. So, no, not many people have really watched this. And there's been a suggestion on certain websites, like sci-fi websites and stuff like that, that it's because the last one wasn't very good. I don't know whether you saw it, Into Darkness, the one with Benedict Cumberbatch.
As I said, as much as I love Benedict Cumberbatch, I haven't seen any Star Trek, basically.
Oh wow! So have you not seen the like relaunch movie by J.J. Abrams?
No, because I never watched the TV show, which seems to have like 50 different series or something crazy, like Star Trek Galactic, Star Trek X, Y, Z. LGBTQQ whatever.
I'm kind of not wrong, to be honest. My mum's a Trekkie. You're kind of not wrong.
But yeah, I mean, I never really got the thing. It seems to me like I can imagine if you're alive when it came out originally, there might be a nostalgia factor for the original TV show. But from the few clips I have seen, it appears to be quite dated, to put it mildly.
So I think the original series, from what I gather, I say this as if I don't know. I've been forced to watch this kind of stuff because my mum's a Trekkie. I actually got taken to a Star Trek convention when I was far too small to say no.
So 18 years old, is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah, definitely. The original TV show was kind of famous for being a bit groundbreaking in the sense that it sort of upset some kind of social norms about things. Like it had the first interracial kiss on TV and stuff like that.
Was
Then,
that interracial just in the sense of black and white humans, or was that
yeah, black and white.
interspecies as
No,
well?
no, yeah. Ha. No, just black and white humans.
My God.
Then there was the Patrick Stewart revival in the early 90s or late 80s or wherever, whenever it was, which I think everybody going into that thought it was going to be terrible. It turned out everybody really liked Patrick Stewart because he's a good actor.
See, I got the impression the Patrick Stewart one was the original. So I guess I'm just totally, well, as I
Yeah,
said,
well,
I'm
you
totally
see,
ignorant about this.
this is the thing. I suppose by now, so many people did like the Patrick Stewart version that some people do kind of treat that as the best one that they've ever made. And then, as you're right, they have like a million different spin-offs in varying levels of crapness, to be honest. I mean, there's one they did a few years ago that was on Channel 4 in the UK called Enterprise, and my God, that was dire.
Yeah, I think Enterprise, I vaguely remember that being on TV and not watching it.
I mean,
So
that was so bad. That was.
this level of conversation is probably deeply disappointing to Star Trek fans.
Yeah, anyway, getting back to the film, I don't really mind that the Fast and Furious guy has directed this because he's been involved in a few different films that all kind of have varying different levels of it. Like none of the films that he's done, I think, are just out and out terrible. They
I
are
don't know,
very.
man. The Fast and Furious. I mean, did he only direct the first Fast and Furious film?
I think so.
That's pretty, like, the Fast and Furious series is pretty bad. I think it's probably the scripting that is like the key thing that makes Fast and Furious films suck. And I don't know what his level of involvement in that was, but they're quite bad films, and they're quite fun to watch, but they're fun because they're crap. They're not fun because they're actually good films.
Not gonna lie, I've never really watched them.
I've seen more than I would want to. I think I've seen
Okay,
like three or four of
here's the
them.
interesting thing that might sell people. Obviously, isn't selling people, going from how unpopular this has been. But the interesting thing is the script's written by Simon Pegg, who's also in the film. But Simon Pegg, of course, has a long history of working with people, you know, on like TV series like Spaced and Shaun of the Dead and the Cornetto trilogy and stuff like that.
See,
So.
I have this beef with Simon Pegg, who just in like on background is like a massive geek, a massive Trekkie fan. If you've ever seen Spaced, it's full of like geek culture references. So he's I it doesn't surprise me that he's this involved with the film because he does have the right pedigree. But I find it hard to take him serious like as a ser seriously as a serious actor, if you know what I mean. Like whenever I've seen that film, what is it? It's quite a bad one. Hector, and basically where he's like goes off to find himself and goes traveling and learn the meaning of life, whatever. It's quite a shitty film, but the point is, I can't really see him as a serious actor because I've known him for so long as a comic actor, basically. That sounds quite mean and mean-spirited, but.
No, well, you know, I kind of get that. Yeah, I sort of used to think of him as a comedian. Anyway, after telling you a bit more about the film, do you give any more of a shit, less of a shit? Are you more inclined to go see it, or?
I'm not gonna go see it. I'm not like
You think this is.
for me to go see a film at the cinema, it has to like reach quite a high bar.
You think this is just one for the Trekkies, then?
I don't know, man. Like, it's all very so. In the actual trailer, they talk about like this guy who's like trying to emulate his dad and whatever. I guess that's kind of a cool theme, but yeah. I don't know. I just
Okay.
don't
Right. Well, in that case, moving swiftly
know.
on to another topic you probably give less of a shit about. DC Comics relaunched kind of everything this week. They've unveiled a new logo, which has gone across all of their different outlets. They also had Geoff Johns, who, like, that's a whole different conversation who Geoff Johns is, over a pint that we shall never have because it will be so boring to you.
Who in rough terms is Geoff Johns?
Okay, so everything good, arguably, to come out of DC Comics over the past probably decade. Geoff Johns has in some way been behind.
Is he like a sort of Shigeru Miyamoto figure, as in the guy who invented Mario and The Legend of Zelda, who works at
In some
Nintendo?
ways, yeah. So all of the like really high-selling series that DC have done over the past few years that have been well received have generally had Geoff Johns have something to do with them.
I
So
mean,
Geoff,
what's his actual role? Does he just fulfill a
right. So his
variety of
actual
roles?
role for a long time was he was chief creative officer, which meant that he, as well as being a comic book writer, had to coordinate with, for example, NetherRealm over that Injustice video game and the Arkham people over the Arkham video games, and stuff like that. He's now moved on to become the head, one of the heads of DC Films. So he's stepping away from writing comics to try and sort out the mess that is the DC Cinematic Universe.
Well, I mean, if he manages to do to the DC films what he did to the Batman Arkham video games, then I'm sure it'll go very well.
Well, right. So, what's interesting about Geoff Johns' involvement in the like relaunch is that rather than do anything like a month-long event or a massive like long series of comics that people are kind of bored with, Geoff Johns wrote an 80-page comic. It's selling for I think $1.99 in the UK. I might be wrong about that. Anyway, it's on the cheaper end of what comics usually cost month to month. And 80 pages is phenomenally large. Usually they're only about 24.
So you say £1.99 for an 80-page comic?
Yeah, roughly.
Wow.
So yeah, it's an 80-page comic, and what it does basically is the New 52, which was one of their efforts to kind of relaunch the line 5 years ago, which has kind of failed because it made Superman a bit grim and people didn't like that. And one of the only things that's carried over well is Batman. It kind of resets all of this with an interesting twist. Now, this is like one of the big talking points of it. So, have you ever read Watchmen?
No, but I've
Seen the
seen like
movie?
half of the film.
Okay, well, you know the character Dr. Manhattan is basically God, right?
Yeah, sure.
Right, so spoiler alert, at the end of the film and the comic, he has a conversation where he says he's going to leave Earth and go to another part of the universe where he might even choose to create some life. So Watchmen being published by DC Comics, what Geoff Johns has done to explain why the last 5 years have been so unpopular and why he's changed everything in this Rebirth comic and why they're kind of retooling things now is that Dr. Manhattan is actually responsible for the entire DC universe, and the DC universe is the life that Dr. Manhattan has sort of created, and he's meddled about with things for the past 5 years. He's kind of got bored and he's going to leave things to go back to being a bit more optimistic and fun. So I kind of thought that was a, because it's bullshit really, and they had to have a bullshit device to get out of stuff somehow. So I was kind of all right with it. Anyway, I kind of got lust. I've got lust at my own ass with this topic. So, Jimmy, the important thing about DC relaunching is that DC have like a 20% market share. Marvel have a nearly 50% market share. DC need to boost their comic sales, right? So they're trying to make happier, brighter, better comics.
Who has the rest of the market then?
People like Image,
Is it just a
IDW.
lot of independent comic makers? Is it very fragmented once you get away from DC and Marvel?
No, I mean, Image and Dark Horse are quite big. Image was set up in the 90s by. Image is kind of creator-owned. So Image is quite a big one. I think Skybound Entertainment might be quite. No, Skybound is. Yeah, no, sorry, Image is quite big. I think Image might even be the publisher of The Walking Dead. I'm unsure whether that's changed now to Skybound or whether Skybound's just a. Anyway. Yeah, it is quite fragmented.
I've kind of distracted you. So, what is it you were going to ask? Is this the part where you go, how much of a shit do you give about the fact that DC Comics is being relaunched?
Yeah, kind of, because I suppose as somebody who loves like comics in general, I think this is quite an important, hopefully turning point, because that 80-page comic has been quite very well received by some websites, and they do need to move in a new direction, because otherwise, they risk all kinds of financial troubles, and we could no longer see Batman and Superman comics and stuff like that. So how much of a shit do you give with all of that information that I have just vomited over you?
It all sounds pretty good, to be honest. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, John. I'm probably not gonna make a big investment in DC Comics, but it sounds as though they've done something that's interesting. And the fact that the guy, is it Geoff Johns, is that his name? The fact that he's moving over to the film side of things also sounds pretty good. So I'd say I give like a 7 or an 8 out of 10 about
Oh
this.
wow, okay, right. So I've swayed you with just incessant nerdiness. Right, okay. So the final thing. Supposedly it's an unconfirmed report, but it has come up by quite a few different sources, or rather websites. Supposedly, Michael Keaton is currently in talks to play the villain in the new Spider-Man movie. He's going to play a villain called the Vulture. Oh, right, you didn't know who Michael Keaton was.
Yeah, we might want to start with that, I'd have
Let's
thought.
start with that. So Michael Keaton was Batman in 1989, and he played Batman in the Batman Returns Tim Burton movie. He's also Beetlejuice, if you've ever seen that movie. Also, more recently, have you seen Birdman?
No, I haven't seen any of those films that you
Have
just
you seen Spotlight?
No. I should have seen that film. Like that's about journalism, but no, I'm not doing very well on this topic.
God, is there anything else that he's been in that's really famous? I mean, the only other thing that immediately jumps to mind is, did you ever see that really shitty film from the 90s, Jack Frost?
No. I feel like I've not seen any films. This is devastating.
Can we take a 5-second break for you to Google it, just so we can see if you do know this guy or not? Because if you don't, then I will take a very different track of discussion.
Okay, I mean, I'm Googling him right now.
Michael Keaton.
So I'm not gonna lie, mate, I don't recognize this guy's face.
Shit.
I'm looking at IMDb. This is pure professionalism.
Oh, wow.
Okay. No. So I've seen Toy Story 3, and he apparently plays Ken as the voice actor. Aside from that, mate, it's not looking good. Okay, I'm sorry. I failed as a human being. Hang on, have I seen Batman? No, I haven't. No.
I think I'm most annoyed that you haven't seen Birdman or Spotlight. Those are
Yeah.
really good. Actually, especially Birdman. You've kind of got no excuse for not seeing Birdman. That won the Oscar.
I've been tempted
Actually,
to.
wait, fuck me. So did Spotlight. He's been in two of the best pictures of the past 4 years,
I
3
was I was
years.
intrigued by Birdman, but I just never got around to watching it. So yeah, I'm sorry, mate, but that's yeah, that's unfortunate, isn't it?
Right, okay, let's try and pick up the shambolic nature of this, and I'll just try and tell you in context why it's funny.
Michael Keaton.
So, Michael Keaton, we've established after a quick Google search that you don't know who the fuck Michael Keaton is.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right, so I'll explain why this is interesting. So Michael Keaton famously played Batman in 1989 opposite Jack Nicholson. That was like lauded as a very good film. Some people to this day think that Michael Keaton is a better Batman than Affleck, Bale, whoever put together. Actually, a lot of people think that, to be fair. Right, so a couple of years ago he did Birdman. Birdman was kind of like a meta film all about a guy who had played a superhero, got old, kind of been forgotten by the industry, and now wanted to do like a Broadway play to sort of revitalize his career and this
Kind of
stuff.
like The Wrestler, but
Yeah, kind of like The Wrestler, but more based on Michael Keaton's life. So he's now, the weird thing is, after doing Birdman, which is kind of like a story of how, I don't know, maybe the comic book industry sort of ruined his career because everybody just thought of him as Batman. He's now supposedly going back to comic books to play the Vulture, who is basically Birdman, in a Spider-Man movie.
So, the Vulture, what's his deal?
He is fucking old and he can fly.
I feel like I've actually read some Spider-Man. I actually own some Spider-Man comics. I've seen too many of the films, frankly. There are too many Spider-Man films. But I'm not familiar with the Vulture. Maybe
So the
the
other rumor is, because this popped up a few weeks ago that he was in negotiations, and then it came out via, I think, the Hollywood Reporter that negotiations had stopped and he had walked away. And it's now come out that he's back in negotiations. So there's a possibility that he's not playing the Vulture. He's been offered a different role, which would be Norman Osborn, who, if you've seen any of the previous Spider-Man films, you'll know eventually becomes the Green Goblin.
Sure, yeah.
So he might be the Green Goblin.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool, I guess. I don't know who this guy is. I'm sure he's a great actor. I mean, another Spider-Man film though. Can we talk about that? I mean, I realize there's like contractual things and it's all
It's come back
complicated.
to Marvel. It's a Marvel Spider-Man movie. None of the other Marvel Spider-Man movies have been Marvel Spider-Man
Yeah, but
movies.
the Andrew Garfield Spider-Man films were good films.
I mean, not a lot of people thought that, to be fair. Going off box office and critical reception, not a lot of people thought that.
Well, you know,
I
the
actually
critics
really
are wrong,
liked
all of them.
I really liked the Tobey Maguire ones.
The Tobey Maguire ones are pretty sketchy. Like the first one's okay, but the third one sucks,
No,
and
the
the
third
second
one is
one,
terrible. The
you know.
second one is good though. Objectively, with that Dr. Octopus story and all of that, the second one is really good.
It does have Kirsten Dunstan as well,
Most people
which is
agree
good.
that the second one is like a,
A
in terms of,
masterpiece.
well, yeah, no, in terms of like when you look back on superhero movies and how they all started and what ones sort of proved that superhero movies could be good, Spider-Man 2 is often cited along with, say, X-Men as being like leading the way forward, like pre-Nolan era, in sort of getting people to, take superheroes more seriously.
I guess I'd buy that as a market argument, but I still think the Garfield ones are better than the Maguire ones. I'm
I
sorry.
mean, I don't give a fuck, to be honest, by this point anyway, because I actually think, like you, we've just had too many of them. The thing is, though, I don't know how true this is, but I have read this before that apparently, in terms of merchandise, Spider-Man is the most popular superhero,
Oh yeah,
even
I can definitely
outranking sort
imagine
of
that.
like Batman does pretty well, but Spider-Man basically doubles the sales of Batman.
Yeah, well, when I was a kid, I didn't care about superheroes that much, and I still owned like at least one Spider-Man action figure. So
Yeah.
that anecdote just proves, proves your story, I
So they're
think.
gonna. I mean, the other, here's what's really gonna make you want to punch yourself in the face, right? As well as this new Spider-Man movie and the fact that Spider-Man's gonna be turning up in Avengers movies and has just been in Captain America: Civil War, blah blah blah. Sony are also releasing a cartoon Spider-Man movie in the next couple of years.
Oh yeah, I mean, didn't The Killing Joke as well was recently made into a
Oh,
cartoon film, wasn't it?
no. I don't mean a direct-to-DVD. I mean in theatres.
Oh, well, that's great, I suppose. They seem to be testing at this point how many Spider-Man films the market can accept before people start just rebelling and just we're sick of Spider-Man. Enough.
Suppose they're kind of doing that with Batman and Lego Batman, but.
Yeah, they actually are as well. I mean, this whole past decade has largely been, aside from all the events going on in the world, Russia invading Ukraine, Syria, etc., it's largely all been about how many superhero films can the public watch before they just want to destroy Hollywood. That's largely been what this decade's been about.
Yeah, in a way, yeah. I suppose you'd have to agree with that. Yeah, they kind of are the in vogue movies at the moment. Different people are. Thing is, though, now that Marvel's got hold of them, it's like, not Marvel. Now that Disney own Marvel and Marvel movies, they're probably never going to go away because they'll find a way to make them marketable for the rest of fucking time.
It's kind of
But
like
like,
hemorrhoids in that sense. Like
well, yeah.
once you've got them, they're pretty hard to shift.
Because look at like Pixar movies, right? Pixar movies are never going to go away because everyone's going to go see the new Pixar movie because Disney are geniuses and they will get you to buy anything.
I've got to admit, mate, it's been a couple of years since I've seen a Pixar film as well. So as far as I'm concerned, Pixar basically don't exist at this point.
Ooh, interesting. You didn't see Inside Out?
No, I haven't seen. I don't think I've seen one since like Toy Story 3, which is quite a long time ago.
That's surprising because Inside Out was actually a very good movie.
We
Anyway,
should probably wrap this up, and I should tell you how much of a shit I give about Michael
yeah,
Keaton being in Spider-Man.
so the big question, Michael Keaton playing the Vulture in a new Spider-Man movie. Jimmy, do you give a shit?
So I'm going to break this down because I feel there's two parts of it. Michael Keaton being in the film, 0 out of 10. I do not give a fuck about that guy. However, the fact that they're releasing another Spider-Man film, although I'm slightly annoyed by it, I'm also intrigued just to see how many Spider-Man films, how many times can they reboot Spider-Man within my lifetime? At this point, and I've got quite a few years to go, I'm hoping. So this could be, the third of what could be maybe 100 by the time I die, assuming that the rate picks up a little bit.
Maybe it
So
would just become like a James Bond thing and they trot out a new actor to play Spider-Man every couple of years.
maybe.
Right, okay, sorry, you didn't actually give me how many shits you ended up giving about the Spider-Man.
Well, I suppose on the average with the Keaton thing and then, the how many films thing, maybe like a four. So,
Okay.
yeah.
Okay, well, four shits, that's kind of you're getting near to regular, so. Right, okay. We can wrap that all up now. This has been your not so bite-sized, well, maybe after the editing, slice of geekdom for the week. I've been John Svanti. You can find me at Donkey OK. Jimmy, where can they find you on? Just to remind these lovely people.
So I have been Jimmy Nichols, and I am supposed to be roughly in charge of this, but it's not going very well. And you can find me with any complaints at JDE Nichols on Twitter.
And you can also check out our other content on the Right Dishonourable. Thank you very much, and until next time.